Welcome back to the mix, everyone. I'm Warren. That's Alardo.
So.
And today we have our first episode of 2022. How about that? And it's episode number 44. Almost to 50. Maybe we'll do something special or fun for 50. But I don't know yet. We didn't talk about that at all. But anyway. Today we have an action-packed episode. We have Spider-Man: No Way Home, which was a huge but if you haven't seen it yet, what are you doing, man? You just don't like movies. Don't Look Up, Matrix, and Hawkeye. And also we're gonna go over our top five movies from 2021. And our top five movies that we're looking forward to in 2022. So, very action-packed episode. It's gonna be sick. But first, we start with the headliner, the blockbuster, Spider-Man: No Way Home, starring Tom Holland. Oh, by the way, we're gonna spoil the shit out of this movie. So if you haven't seen it, go get your butt in the theater. But yeah, what were your thoughts, Alardo?
Yeah, it was all right.
Hey, yo!
It was pretty good, I guess. They're really good performances all around, which is good. Pretty good Spider-Man story, you know. I don't know what else to say. That's like guys have already been said by everybody and their mother,
Okay, you're correct. You're correct. But we should also. I watched this movie with Alardo in the theater, and we're very, very hyped. He kind of undersold it there, but like
A little bit.
the good vibes that that movie brought were immaculate. Everyone loves Spider-Man. Like, it's a great story. Like, he's so easy to root for, and if you have three of them in this like heartwarming reunion where they work together and defeat villains. It's inspiring. That's what I'll say
Crazy.
about that. Yep.
They did it.
They did it. They got Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, and Tom Holland together on screen. We don't have to debate ever anymore. They're all the best Spider-Man.
There you go. Obi's like, you know, OG though, so
Okay,
he
wait,
counts.
chill. No, they're all Spider-Man. We are Spider-Man.
It does a good job though of like closing up the trilogy, right? Like this does feel like an end, while like keeping you excited for like whatever comes next for Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's the awesome part where it ends in like all this crazy stuff happens and it ends in a reset. Like
Yeah,
we're saying like
it's
we're
like
in
a.
the Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You go ahead.
We're in the theater, like, oh shit, he's Spider-Man now. He's actually Spider-Man. Because he's in the little janky apartment, and like,
Yeah.
you know what I
There's
mean?
that meme where it's like when Peter Parker is like living day by day struggling, but the fans are happy.
It's so true, though.
It's like a it was an origin trilogy, right? So that's what makes it that. Well, I don't think it started that way, but yeah.
Do you
Cool.
have any nitpicks or negative things you'd like to say?
Mean, if we're nitpicking, then there's like a lot of coincidences, right? Like, what's one? Or like Daredevil didn't really. I'm assuming there is more that they cut out though. Like Daredevil didn't really have a point instead of like it was like there to confirm like oh he's in the MCU like right. Other than that, it was like he was just there. I'm pretty sure there's probably deleted scenes or something. Because the runtime was like 2.5 hours, right? By coincidences, I mean like, oh, he all of a sudden, you know, like decided to go to Doctor Strange to help him because there was a thingy hanging, reminding him of, yeah. Just like a little stuff. If we're nitpicking, it was just a little stuff like that. But I don't really care about this stuff anyway.
Little reaches. Yeah, no, I feel you. My one nitpick, or I have two. Okay, so if you guys have like followed along, I always make this nitpick. I want more like blood and devastation, which is like, I don't know what that says about me, but so when Tom Holland is beating the absolute shit out of Green Goblin and they show his face again, he looks unscathed and it bothered me. I wanted to see, like, not more of a combat level, but something, you know? I feel like I could have seen something there. And I would have liked for Toby to say something when he was stopping Tom Holland from doing the deed, instead of just that Toby Maguire look. You know what I'm talking about? That those eyes, you know?
Yeah.
but yeah, those are my only two nitpicks, man. Andrew Garfield is great.
Yeah, he was really good. He's like, he knew this. If, like, anybody said he was a bad Spider-Man before, like, this is a time to be like, no, you're all wrong, right?
Yeah.
If I had another nitpick, I guess it would be Peter and MJ's relationship. It was kind of like, we're forced to like it a little bit.
Mm.
Like, if we really think about it, they only dated for, like, how long was that? A few weeks.
Yeah, true.
Maybe, like, a month or two. Then again, it doesn't matter. I don't care about that stuff. Like, it's fine.
Yeah. And I think before, I don't know, she shows a lot more emotion than I thought the character had in the beginning when they were like, she's like, blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Since Zendaya's, like, star power is, like, rising.
Yeah.
They made her, like, okay, she has to be a little more.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, that's interesting, I guess. But, like you said, like, it's little nitpicks, really.
Yeah, who cares?
So, the other thing was, like, I was so, like, curious. Or not curious, but I guess I had Spider-Man fever. So I watched the Amazing Spider-Man movies.
Yeah.
And Andrew Garfield actually is really good in those two. It's just, I think it was too close in time span to Tobey Maguire, where people were like, eh, it wasn't fresh enough. But honestly, even the second movie is like, okay. It just has like a few too many characters.
There's just, like, too much going on in that movie.
Yeah.
They should have just kept it between Peter and Gwen, and that would have been, like, really good.
Yeah. But it's honestly, like, he was great. Like, and what's her face? Emma Watson was great, too.
Emma Stone.
I'm sorry, Emma Stone. Woo!
Yeah, you're good.
What's it called?
Which one did you like a certain one better, between those two Amazing Spider-Man movies?
I think I liked the first one. I liked the first one better. Yeah. I like the way they told the origin story. I think it was told well. They didn't have the classic cliche line, which I think this is like super personal, like my taste, yeah. But I liked it. But yeah. What did you think? What about you?
Oh, I mean, I like the second one better. I don't know. I feel like, because it was just different from all the other Spider-Man movies. Mm. The first one, you know, it felt just like the first Tobey Maguire one. So, to me, so yeah, that one's really like, okay. And I feel like Andrew Garfield was like, I don't know. I got the sense that he was a little nervous. So he has to like step into the shoes of like, but in the second one, he's like, all right, I'm good.
Yeah.
I felt more confidence in the second one from him, I feel like.
Yeah, it is pretty much like the Tobey Maguire one, like, but I don't know, something about it, I just like it better.
I just like the second one more because it does feel like at the time, like 2014, it does feel different from like the MCU stuff and the Warner Brothers stuff. Like,
yeah, that's true. And it, like, after watching it, I just watched it like the other day and I was like, man, they should have made a third one. They could still do it. Give them another movie.
What would they have him do, though? It's like, I can't even think of anything.
I mean, they could continue where they were, or
everybody wants it, but what do they actually want? You know, they just want to see him, but what do you want to see him do?
Or it could be like a super dark Spider-Man where he, well, no. It could be before No Way Home, right? Because he's like, I stopped pulling my punches. So maybe he just like goes super dark and like goes on a killing spree or something.
He's like Batman.
Yeah. I'm vengeance. Yeah, like that. I would watch that. But I don't know,
dude, if... Is it like really dark on my camera? Man.
Dude, yeah, you're in a horror movie.
I have no other like lights that I can turn on.
Well, now that you pointed it out, it's probably worse, but...
All right.
Yeah. No, it's okay though. Like, it just looks like you're in a horror movie.
Yeah.
Which is appropriate for our podcast.
I want to play a game.
But yeah, okay, so right. Yeah. Besides Andrew Garfield getting another movie, what would you give No Way Home out of 5?
3.
Whoa, he said 3. 4. Yo, I was going to say, you can't give it a 3 after I watched it with you, bro. That was not a 3. That was not a 3 experience that we had together, all right? I'm going to go 4.5 here because I enjoyed it a lot. I got a lot of good vibes from it. And I mean, I watched it twice. And just me going to the theaters twice and paying for 2 movie tickets, I mean, I like the movie. So, but yeah, definitely recommend. I don't know what you're doing with your life if you haven't seen it yet. I feel like everybody's talking about it. Nice belch.
Thanks.
All right, moving on though to the interesting Netflix movie that came out recently, Don't Look Up, starring Leonardo DiCaprio and Jennifer Lawrence. What were your thoughts about the
I was kidding.
I mean, it was pretty star-studded actually.
Yeah.
But what were your thoughts?
I thought it was really good. For, like, a comedy, it was really funny. Jonah Hill was, like, the funniest person. Every time he said something, I was laughing. The way he just hates Jennifer Lawrence for no reason. He's like, you're so ugly when you cry. Like, bruh. You don't say that stuff. But, yeah. And when it's not a comedy, too, it's, like, pretty powerful, I feel like. Like, the last, like, what was that, 10 minutes of the movie is pretty good. But I feel like it could have been more, like, affecting, like, oh, you know. It still kind of gave me that feeling though, but yeah.
Yeah, I liked it too. I mean, I think it was a little real in that, like, it could actually happen this way. Like, if something like that were to happen, that could be, like, a legit reaction from the world. And that's kind of response. Like, yeah, like, that's, I mean, that's powerful. Like, something we need to think about, really. Mm-hmm. And yeah, like you said, Jonah Hill is definitely a highlight. He's so funny in this movie. DiCaprio's really good. And you know me, like, this is kind of becoming a theme here. Like, I like when they have a darker ending. Like, show me messed up stuff. Because it's not always, like, happy endings, you know? I want to see this kind of stuff. And I think this one did it really well, where it's like, damn. Like, we could have stopped this, but we didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Just showing consequences, I think, is always helps me like it more. Let's see. What else happened in that movie? I watched it, like, I think, last week. So,
for me, I feel like what could have made it more powerful for me is if there were more characters, like, like, the ones we got were pretty good, too, but, like more, like, kind of, not a documentary feel, but, like, more, like, like more views, I guess, like, or, like, different types of people.
Mm.
And then when we, like, come back to them at the end and see how, what they go through, too, it's, like, well, shit, like, you know, like, everybody, like, it doesn't matter what kind of person you are, you're still gonna reach that end. Well, not everybody, because, but... Yeah.
No, yeah, I see what you mean, though. Yeah, that would
have. But I feel like that might have changed the tone a bit, though. Like, it might have moved away from the comedy, like what I was trying to say.
Yeah. So. I think that would have made it better, though. I think less comedy. I don't know, because it was, like, kind of a comedy, but it was, like, almost too real to me to, like, be considered a comedy. What was I going to say? Oh! We have to talk about Timothée Chalamet. Dude.
Oh, dude.
That guy... He was also really funny in this movie, and I didn't think he like could play a character like this.
He's actually like playing our age, that's why.
Yeah.
Like, that's different from his other roles.
Yeah. And I don't know if you noticed, there was one point in the kitchen toward the end where he did his walk. I don't know if I like pointed it out to you or what, but I was like, yo, it's the... So, if you guys don't know, like, we have this thing where we like notice people's walks. And if you watch Timothée Chalamet walk, he has like a lot of shoulder and like body
Yeah,
movement in his
there's a
walk.
lot of lean.
Yeah, you watch his movies and watch how he walks. There's a lot of lean, a lot of shoulder. Like he's a bigger dude than he is. I don't
Yeah,
know. How is
that's a good
that?
description right there.
But yeah, we just think it's like kind of interesting. So yeah, go watch how he walks. It's weird. He does it in Dune too. Dune is
Oh
another
yeah,
example.
there are so many wide shots in Dune, and then you should just you see it.
Yeah, it's clear as day. But yeah, he was really good in this movie. Can I be vulnerable in your car? That's my favorite line. But yeah, what would you give this movie out of 5?
Know, I'm between a 3 and a 4.
Give it a half
'Cause
then.
even now, I'm just like, oh, I might give it a half. Even now, I'm just like, yeah, but what do we do about it? That's the whole point of the movie, right? It's like we
Right.
can't do anything about it. So it's like, damn. Yeah, I go with a 3, I guess. If I watch it again, I'll probably raise it to a 4, but right now I'm at a 3.
Yeah, I'm at a 4 because I think, yeah, like, well, like, it's really good in that it made me think about it. Like, individually, there's nothing we can do.
Yeah.
We're
That's
just.
really depressing in that sense. But like that's the point, right? I feel like.
Yeah. I don't know
What
if you
was
guys
that?
heard that, but there was lightning outside, so.
Oh shoot.
Yeah, but nothing we can do, really, if that scenario were to happen. Or
Yeah.
even, like, it doesn't even have to be that. It could be anything of that size.
I mean, the whole thing was like it's about climate change right now. It's happening right now, right?
Yeah.
It's just the asteroid that's like very far away.
Yeah. So. But. I mean, ultimately, like, nothing's gonna change, as depressing as that is.
Yeah.
So, oh well. All right, on that note, let's move on. The next movie we had here is the new Matrix movie, Matrix Resurrections, starring Keanu Reeves. And I don't know anybody else's name. Oh, Neil Patrick Harris. Ah. I'm just going off the top. I didn't write these down, so but those are the two people that I saw a lot. But yeah, what were your thoughts about this movie?
Actually really liked it a lot. Yeah, it
Really?
was really good. I really like, I think in preparation I watched the first three like months ago, and those movies are like, for action movies, those are like insane. Because like between the three movies, the action just keeps going up and up and up and up, and it's like, damn, how do they keep topping themselves? And between three movies too, that's crazy. So I was kind of like hyped for this one, and then from the get-go, yeah, I was pretty like, just the first act where it's like, what is going on? Like I was like tripped out. I was like, jeez, like that's what movies are about. It's like trying to make you like what the heck? What are you doing to me right now? And then, yeah. So I liked it a lot. It's a love story, so.
Yeah, so we don't disagree often actually, so I'm kind of surprised that you liked it because I didn't like it.
Yeah, I know a lot of people don't like it, yeah.
I not even well like it was kind of confusing, but like that's not really the worst part. I would say the movie finished and I didn't even know like what to think. Like it just seemed kind of like a reset. Like nothing they did before really mattered, or I'm still confused about it a little bit. Like maybe I should have watched the first three, but like when I was in the theater, I don't know. Just something was off about it to me. I can't exactly put my finger on it super well. I just got to the end of the movie and I was like, okay, so what happens now? They're just flying now.
Was it about?
Yeah, I didn't get it.
All right, I see.
So that's how I thought about it. But yeah, I like Keanu Reeves. He's funny. He's like one of those people that's funny without trying to be funny to me anyway. He's like
Yeah.
he'll say like a okay, And it's so funny to me for no reason.
That's pretty good.
We have We have to save Trinity.
that's pretty good. That's good, Keanu.
And it's just like he's not trying to be funny, but he is. You know what I mean? Sorry. Go ahead.
I don't know what to say now. No, okay. Well, the reason what I got from it was it's trying to. I feel like it was talking about, you know how like there's other franchises like Star Wars that come back for like no reason too.
Yeah.
Well, this movie is like also trying to say like, well, this is, it's trying to talk about that, like when you bring back something old that somebody something that everybody loves, like how do you treat it, right? Like what do you do with it? And then I saw, like, the analogy that, like, Neil Patrick Harris is bringing these people... Oh, spoilers. He brought back these two to, like, milk them out, right? Like, to, like, oh, we need all their energy. We're going to make a new Matrix. That's kind of like Warner Brothers being like, hey, we need a new Matrix. Can you, like, fucking make one for us?
Yeah.
And it's like... So there's so much, like, about this movie like that. Where it's like, you could kind of, like, make an analogy to movie making right now. And I like that a lot. And then at the end when they're like... What did they say? They said something like they were kind of thanking him, right, for bringing them back.
Yeah.
So like at the end of the day, like when you bring back a franchise, at least you get to visit like the people you love again, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. I don't know. There's a whole bunch of stuff like that where I got from it where it's like, okay, that's kind of cool.
No, yeah.
That's something to say.
Yeah. That's a good point. That's a really good explanation because they even said in the movie at one point, they name dropped Warner Brothers. And like you kind of got the feeling they were trying to say something like that, but you expressed it really well right there. So yeah, great job by you, dude. Like, wow, analysis.
Yeah,
yeah, that's 100% right. Like, that's good shit, dude. I can't even add to that. That was great. but yeah, I think I was just a bit too lost. It didn't bring me those happy feelings at the end, but
yeah, I will say the action wasn't like, because you know how I just said like the action in the last three movies just like they keep building and building.
Yeah,
like I don't think any of the action in this movie like even
that's true
reaches anything from the other three. But I don't think it was trying to be an action movie too at all, really.
I didn't get the cat.
Oh, when there's a cat, that means there's a glitch in the Matrix. There. Oh no, when you have deja vu. There's a glitch in the Matrix, and the cat usually is like, oh, I remember seeing that cat somewhere, and then, yeah, that means there's a glitch.
Oh. So I probably should have watched the other movies, and I would have known that kind of thing?
I mean, that was just the first one, the first movie, that's it.
Oh, I forget. That's why. I should have rewatched them, but oh well. But yeah, what would you give it out of 5?
Give it a 4. Made me think. And I'd watch it again. I just really like. Yeah, like if you want to go deeper, you will find something. Like I like movies like that.
I'll give it a 3. I was gonna give it a 2, but you made very good points, and and I thought back to it, and you're very right. So I'll bump it to a 3. So yeah, would definitely watch it if you have HBO Max. It's definitely worth your time. Keanu is always worth your time, man.
That's pretty good.
I want to say another Keanu line, but I don't know what to say. What else does he say in this movie?
Well, a line in the first Matrix, and he says it in John Wick, I think. We need guns. Lots of guns.
That was pretty good, too. I can't do it. Okay. Well, later. Maybe it'll come back. But anyway, let's move on. Next on the docket, we got Hawkeye. The ending of the series starring Hailee Steinfeld and Jeremy Renner. What did you think about the back half of the series and the story as a whole?
I feel like all it did was set up Kate Bishop to be a person in the universe. Because I feel like Hawkeye didn't even get a send-off. He's still going to be in the MCU, I feel like.
Yeah.
And that's it. And it set up a new villain. I don't think he's dead. The show was like, oh, he's dead.
Kingpin?
But yeah.
Yeah.
I got his ass beat.
Because he's kind of a big villain, I think. Isn't he a Spider-Man villain?
I feel like he is, yeah. I feel like they set up a nice little small stakes universe, like a criminal universe for that side of Marvel. They could do so much with it. Like Daredevil, like since Daredevil's back, they could put him back and do so much. Yeah. Overall, I feel like it's a nice setup. If you're a Marvel fan, you're probably gonna like it. People like love this show. I feel like it's just fine.
Yeah, I don't love the show. I think it was okay.
Stuff was good. Yelena from Black Widow. She was pretty cool to see.
Oh yeah, she's really funny. Yeah, she's really funny. I like her a lot too. Yeah, it is. It's good setup. I feel like the execution was just okay. Yeah, it didn't really get me too excited about anything. It was just okay. I learned
that people hate the Loki relationship. Because people are like raving about this show and saying that it's better than Loki because Loki had that kiss. Oh. And I was like, oh, all right. People hate that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
I thought Loki was the best show so far.
Yeah, Loki definitely, like, overall had a way better story and, like, plot line. Just in general, I think it was a more interesting show, but yeah. Hawkeye seemed kind of, like, almost cut and pasty, if that makes sense. No?
Like the usual Marvel stuff, right?
Kinda, yeah. Or like, all right, passing the torch to the next Hawkeye.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. But yeah, what would you give it out of 5?
It's 3. It's all right.
Yeah, I'll go 2.5 because I wasn't thrilled. But but that is tough, actually. But like, I'm happy that Jeremy Renner is still going to be in the MCU. I like him a lot.
I'm assuming, right? Like, because he didn't really like.
Yeah.
Oh, goodbye.
Yeah, it was not a send off. Yeah. I'm assuming he still wants to.
To be honest, or something.
Yeah. Cool. Haley Steinfeld. I'm cool with. But yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's move on from that. let's go into our top 5 movies of 2021. This is a great thing. I love top 5s and I love year end stuff. So let's go into that. All right, let's do like the usual back and forth. We'll start at 5. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, sure.
Go for
it. My number 5 is Encanto. Have you heard of that movie?
No,
Disney animated movie.
Wow, no, I haven't.
Oh, it's a musical. The music's by Lin-Manuel Miranda, so I don't know if you like it, but the story is really good. It's different from the other Disney animated stuff because it's just the girl talking to her family, and that's the entire movie. And I think it's really good. Yeah, there's real emotion too. And yep,
it's
It's on Disney Plus if you want to watch it.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Mostly everything I watched this year, I watched for our podcast. So these are all things that we watched for the podcast. But my number 5 was Cherry. Starring John Holland, Tom Holland. I like that movie a lot. Is it on? I think it's still on Apple TV Plus.
Yeah, I think so.
But yeah, it's my number 5 movie. I think it was a really good story about, you know, a kid getting or growing up and getting lost in that along the way. Yeah, I don't have anything else to say about that. Number 4.
My number 4? Oh, actually, I think I gotta switch my number 4 and number 5.
Oh, go for it.
I like Encanto more than this one. The Matrix is my number 4, but it's actually number 5.
Damn.
Yeah, I like The Matrix a lot. Yeah, I'd watch it over and over again just to like see what I could pick apart about it. But it's also a love story, Emmer. That's all me.
That is all you. You like the love stories. All right, my number 4 is Judas and the Black Messiah.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's on HBO. We watched it for the pod. I'm a big Lakeith Stanfield fan. I think it told a great story that was like, I can't remember how like accurate it was, but was it a true story? I can't remember now, but
like along the, like something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. It was like
it's just so, it's so engaging for a movie that you didn't think would like be like that.
Yeah, exactly. Took the words right out of my mouth. But yeah, that's my number four. So number three.
Number three, Dune. Dune your mom.
Yeah, got him.
I already said what I need to say about this movie. It's just crazy and epic and awesome. And I want part two.
And Timothy Chalamet's walk.
And the and dunes.
And dunes. Dude, yeah.
We were promised one, but we got so many.
Dude, yeah. We need more dunes. Okay. Yeah, that's a good number three. My number three is The Harder They Fall. The Western that we saw.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's a good one.
With Idris Elba. I like Westerns a lot. Reminded me of Red Dead Redemption. And yeah, I really like the story and the gunslinging. Awesome movie. Number two.
All right. I don't know which one I should put number. I'll put my pig is my number two. I love this movie. It's so good. Just the acting is really good. And just the premise is like the way they take it so seriously, but it works. It's insane. That's cinema.
Yep. My number two is also Pig.
Hey,
it's such...
I know you're number one.
Yeah. but yeah, it's such a original concept. Like,
yeah,
I loved it. And Nicolas Cage, like, he's such a weird dude that he's like easy to root for.
Did you see the movie list? There's a Nicolas Cage movie on there that we should watch.
Is there? Let me see.
Yeah.
What is it called?
It's called.
Is it the one where he's playing himself?
Yeah.
I saw a trailer for that.
Yeah, you should see the trailer. Yeah, it's really funny.
What is it called? Oh, The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. Yes, we're so watching that. Okay, cool. Dude, yeah, if that's a hit, like, he's going to be on a roll, man.
Yeah. But yeah, when he wants to act, he acts. So. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, the number one movie of 2021.
For me, it's He's All That. I'm just kidding. It's Luca. Love that movie. I'm a Pixar fanboy, so, you know, I gotta put Luca at number one. And it's also just, yeah. The animation's so good, and yeah, I love that movie.
Wait, what did you think my number one was?
No Way Home.
Okay. I was like, wait, did it come out in 2022? Did I fuck up? I was like, but... Duh, yeah. Wait, it wasn't even in your top five?
Yeah, it was my number six. That was my honorable mention.
Yo! Oh, what a shame, man.
What a shame.
I knew Luca was going to be in your top five, but I didn't think it would be that high.
I love Pixar, bro. Damn. And their movies are so rewatchable.
Mm.
Yeah, I love that movie.
True. All right. Well, if you haven't seen those movies, we highly recommend that you see them all. Mm. It's a great modern catalog that we just gave you. All right. Now, moving on to our top five that we're looking forward to for this year, 2022. You go first. Number five.
Marry Me.
What the fuck is that?
Jennifer Lopez, Owen Wilson rom-com.
Oh my god, you showed me the trailer for that.
Yeah, I'm so hyped for it, dude. Holy shit.
What?
It's so good. Like, so cheese. It's so much cheese. That's like perfect. That's so good.
Dude, I'm gonna fucking hate it.
I need that in my corneas.
Oh my god. Alright, well, to each his own. my number five of 2022 is Dog, starring Channing Tatum.
Go.
Yeah, I'm pretty intrigued by that movie. Could be dangerously cheesy. I might not like it, but I'm giving it the benefit of the doubt, and I think it's going to be heartwarming. So that's why I put it in my top five. All right, number four.
Oh, Lightyear.
Ooh.
That's my number four. People are like, why is it so unnecessary? Come on. Shut up. It's Pixar.
Yeah.
They only let out bangers.
They don't miss. They don't miss.
They don't miss. Even their worst movie.
Even Cars 2. I'm okay with Cars 2. Yeah, it's a good movie.
So, yeah. I don't think Lightyear's going to miss.
Definitely not.
There's a reason it has to be made. So.
Yep. All right. Number four for me is The Northman.
Oh, that's a good one.
I saw a trailer for this movie and I was like, holy shit. Yeah. This is my type of movie. Like,
yeah,
badass as fuck. Like, I don't know what it's going to be on, or I forget the...
Theaters.
Yeah. I don't... I'm just all about, you know, Vikings and that kind of shit.
Yeah, like medieval.
Yeah. Exactly. It's going to be
That's
sick.
A good one, yeah.
Okay, number three.
Turning Red. That's the other Pixar movie.
Oh, that's the one she turns into a red panda.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
Cash money.
Okay, okay.
It's on Disney Plus, so.
Okay, yeah. My number three is Lightyear. We already talked about it, but, like, I'm also very excited about it. And like you said, I think it's not going to miss. But, yeah, number two.
My number two is Nope. Jordan Peele, the new Jordan Peele movie. We know nothing about it, but I'm excited. He also won't miss.
That's true. He hasn't missed yet. But we haven't seen – there's no trailer or anything, right?
Yeah, just the poster. And Steven Yeun's going to be in it, so he's one of my favorite actors right now. So, yeah, pretty good.
That's true. He's really good in Invincible.
Oh, yeah.
It's just his voice, but, yeah, that's what I think of when I think of him. Dude, what is going on in this poster?
Exactly. We know nothing about it.
Wow.
Not even the poster says jack shit.
Yeah.
But that just like that kind of like intrigues me even more. So
Daniel Kaluuya again.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, this is gonna be a banger for sure. All right. Well, for me, my number two is Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness. I'm curious how they're gonna follow up Spider-Man. I think it's gonna be an absolute banger.
Yeah, like I was telling you, like they have to bring in something as big as, well, I don't think anything could beat Toby and Andrew, but
Multiverse of Madness. Yeah, Multiverse.
Like, can't have that title and have something at least try to be on that level.
Exactly. It's got to be insane. So I'm expecting a lot from that movie, and I think it's going to deliver. All right. Yeah. The number one movie that you are hyped for in 2022.
Dog. I'm hyped for this movie.
Why?
Channing Tatum. I just want to see his directing chops, man. I'm so excited.
Okay, okay. My number one, I think you know my number one. But my number one is The Batman.
Oh, shit. I totally forgot about that movie.
I'm Batman. Dude, I love Batman. Dark Knight movies are my favorite movies. And I think Robert Pattinson is going to surprise everybody and exceed expectations. I love that this movie is centered around the Riddler and not the Joker. I think there's a ton of villains to work with. They could set up more movies and it could be fucking insane. And I like the darker approach. And yeah, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be so great.
Why can't we have a fun Batman?
No, because that's lame. It has to be
Robin and his
dark. I do hope they have Robin at some point. Like, I feel like Robin hasn't been done justice at all on screen ever. Yeah. So I think this is a good chance to do that. But yeah, definitely be on the lookout for all of those movies in 2022. We will definitely be watching all of these for the podcast. So yeah, we hope you'll stay with us. Anything else to add on 2022?
Nope.
All right. with that being said, I will get into our plugs. So if you're listening right now, you're going to want to follow us on social media at Mixed Podcasting, especially on Instagram, because that's where we're the most active, where we post like updates when we're going to go live, little highlights. I want to start posting like little questions that we can get more interaction. Like today we did what shows people are excited for in 2022. One answer we got was Westworld, which neither of us watch, but
yeah.
Weirdly, like, my parents, I think, are into it. Which is because it's, like, all technology and stuff, and, like, my parents are kind of old. No offense, parents, but...
It was a movie first, so...
Oh.
Yeah, that might be one reason why.
Yeah, I think it's too late for us to get into it, though.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Westworld's looking... It looks cool. If I got into it at the beginning. But, yeah. So, we do things like that on our Instagram. So, I highly recommend you give us a follow there. Also, if you like the live show here, please be sure to drop a follow here on Twitch. We do the show live here every other Wednesday night. I am aware that is a Tuesday. Sometimes we go off days, but that's why you have to follow us on Instagram so you get the updates. But yeah, give us a follow on Twitch. So next episode, we'll be talking Cobra Kai, Afterlife, Ozark, the Harry Potter special, the Harry Potter special, and the Shawshank Redemption.
Ooh.
It truly was a Shawshank Redemption. But yeah, that's pretty loaded, actually.
Yeah. Super a lot loaded. Of TV. Oh.
Yep. But yeah, anything else you want to add to the people out there?
Watch Cobra Kai Season 4. Now on Netflix.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Is it out now already, actually?
Yeah, it's already out.
Oh, well, I gotta get on that. Yeah, I don't have anything else to say. Except for, we need guns. Lots of guns. okay, yeah. On that note, let's get out of here. Thanks for watching. We'll be back in a couple of weeks. See ya.
Shoot.